My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin tells his scammer Belinda to go F herself, and then we discuss who's scamming who. So listen and enjoy.
No, but you gotta understand, and I hate to say this word, and I really don't like to use it in the context of you.
But it's gonna be something nice, because if it's awful, he uses it all the time.
All right, here we go. You are a creative person, all right? Where a lot of people aren't, okay, that write these people.
Right.
So you're the shining star in all these people that they're scamming.
Yeah.
You make their day. You make their day. They like talking because all this stuff is going on where it's like this, well, I got my check from Social Security. I really miss my wife. I really love. That's the shit they read all day.
Jeez.
But you and your hijinks
are
something different during their day.
I certainly
am.
Now it's an emotional attachment, it is something that makes their day, but you're like the lunch truck, you know.
Yeah. It was nice.
Yeah.
Just compared my ass to a truck. Everybody eats cheaply off me. I don't know what.
Roach cage.
What is that? I'm run by Mexicans.
People
what are you
look
talking
forward
about?
To the people look forward to the lunch truck coming every day. You had a lunch truck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I asked her if they sent her. Did they send you money? She goes, nope, I never asked. I go, did you reveal yourself to anyone like you did to me? She goes, nope. I go, why me? Why now? The money was coming to you. She goes, I know, but I wanted to be genuine and sincere. I go, I appreciate that. I wish I would have met Belinda instead of Agnes 6 months ago. I think I feel something more stronger than money can buy, she says.
Oh.
I go, must be hungry, LOL. Tummy rumbling. It will pass, LOL. She laughs. She goes, I go, I like Belinda. I hate Agnes. She goes, I love Davin.
Oh, boy.
I hate that whatever is going on in Ghana and in your life made you resort to this. Thanks, hon. Really appreciate it. I go, I wish I could hug you. Yeah, me too. I need a shoulder to cry on.
Yuck.
I go, why? It's a relationship. Deal with it. I go, why do you want to cry? Knowing you care makes me feel like tearing up. I go, oh, go fuck yourself.
What?
Yep, I wrote that.
Oh, go fuck yourself?
Why did you write that?
Why did you write that?
I mean, it's so out of context.
I'm writing a show.
She's tearing up. She's feeling so.
She goes,
like,
no,
tearing.
You care.
I don't care what you. Why did you write that?
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Knowing you care makes me feel like tearing up. So I write, okay, go fuck yourself. Feel better? LOL. I was making you funny.
I know, but it's just so bizarre.
Now I'm on her side.
I know. What does
or
she
its
say?
Side.
What does she say?
She goes, yeah, I do now.
What?
We get each other. We get each other.
What the
we got a
fuck?
Connection.
Little jokes, Pip, that only they get.
I know.
We have our
little
moments.
In-jokes now. Oh, boy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, boy.
I go, I guess I should have said that sooner.
Yeah, from the word go.
She goes, yeah. I go, well, then you, I go, when you first messaged me, if I told you to fuck off, we would not be here now. She goes, yeah, but I'm glad you didn't, LOL. Me too. No matter how this turns out.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
doll,
boy.
She goes. How do you see this turning? I go, I see. We have a future together. We're going through this phase. We'll make it.
You two people are lunatics. Oh, go fuck yourself. Yeah, go eat shit. I love you, honey.
Here's the thing. Here's the,
I know.
That's what
the
I get.
Idea my house is that bad.
This is what I genuinely like about whoever this is. I have moments like this.
Where it's funny.
What, a 35-year-old Ghanaian man?
Yes. Whatever. I have more of a connection with him than you.
Whatever it takes.
But no, that's fine. We fuck with each other.
I see that.
Yeah, I know.
It's
tell
like
it,
you,
and
but
yourselves,
over there,
yeah, right.
Which is where I'd prefer you.
But usually I tell you, go fuck yourself. Usually it's an argument about a gig or the show or something like that. It doesn't come out of nowhere.
Nowhere. I know.
You didn't do this, you didn't do that, or you know, blah, 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 fuck you, you know. It doesn't come right out of nowhere. Hey, great set, dude. Yeah, fuck you, you know.
Yeah,
like,
that was so bizarre. Yeah, I know.
I like you tapping your vein. I got a point there, yeah.
That's how I roll, motherfuckers. Like you said, Joe, I'm creative.
I got you.
Expletives
keep
are fun.
Keep that on the down low, would you?
It's very low.
On the down low with the Ghanaian guy that he's talking to.
So she thinks it'll work out. I go, I got to go. I hope you have sweet dreams. Please tomorrow post the message on the Agnes page. She's where are you going now? We'll do that. Good night and sound sleep. How that goes. Now, I have more to tell you, and I will tell you at some point. I found out a lot of stuff this week, which really has confused me more.
Oh, God.
Remember I told you I don't know what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm more confused now. Part of me's with Joe. Part of me was Pip. Part of me somewhere in between. I got three parts. Well, there's a lot of me. I'm trying to lose weight.
But this, oh, wow.
That's
okay, so we're
that's them working on you. That's their working
could
on
be.
You.
As very good.
That's their working
as
on
you. Come back next week, because as we go every week, we get another installment of what, and we're catching up. This was stuff that happened in December, so we still don't know in real time, Joe and I, what's going on with this. And that's why I'm like,
now the bottom line is will this woman come clean and get rid of all the friends on Facebook that she's trying to scam? So it's a little bit interesting. Worth checking out next week.
You'll find out next week.
Yeah.
Will we figure out if Belinda is really still who he's talking to? It's not clear to me. I'm not sure.
And if she dumps those friends, it will show her true colors. Will she dump her friends, or will she drag it along like Dab's been dragging it along here, trying to get money out of her and stuff like that? So we'll see how
it
goes.
So if you get answers to this, you'll think you'll have more of an opinion one way or the other, guys?
It depends on what we hear.
Okay.
If she dumps the people on Facebook,
yeah,
it would add another dynamic, because those people are her potential bread and butter.
I agree, I think that was a big test to find out. That's why I had to do it.
Yeah, I think if you're saying, okay, all in with just me, if you're going to take down your fake profile where you have other people following you and potentially have other guys on the line there, if you take it down and you tell them it's fake, it's going to confuse me a little bit more, because either she's going to think you are the big fish and this is going to be like, she's all in with just you because you're going to be the big payday, or, and she can always go back and put up a new profile and start over. But the other thing is that might mean, no, she really did fall for fake Davin, and we have a problem.
Now also on that Facebook page, they could be all people on there that she really didn't get anywhere with.
Yeah,
that's very possible.
You know, it could be people that, they unfriended her, or they never got back to her.
Well, they didn't unfriend her, Joe, because they're still her friend.
I know, unfriended, but I mean, they're people that really don't have a lot of correspondence with her. So, what's that's nothing to lose. What the hell? They'll just do it and I'll start another page.
Yeah, yeah, really.
So you guys like the way I'm playing this?
Yeah, I was really impressed to hear, you holding her feet to the fire about some of the things.
Asking her to delete that page.
Yeah.
Is a biggie. So let's see if she does that.
True. So,
and by the way, I'm doing this on my fucking vacation.
Oh,
I'm sitting there at a stupid computer in Aruba dealing with nonsense.
That's crazy.
Well, you don't like the beach.
I do like the beach. I don't like the water.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.